Are you ready to ignite your business and achieve your full potential? Welcome to Building Success Stories, the podcast that empowers entrepreneurs and business leaders. I'm Ann Donnelly, and I've spent over four decades in the business world. I've witnessed firsthand the power of perseverance, innovation, and strategic thinking. On this podcast, we'll explore the stories of successful entrepreneurs and business leaders, and we'll delve into the practical strategies and mindset shifts that can propel your business to new heights. Get ready to be inspired, motivated, and equipped with the tools you need to build a thriving business. I'm here today with Janice Durant of New Trails Business Consultants, Inc. Welcome.
I'm actually at your house,
but welcome to the Building Success Stories podcast.
Thank you.
So tell us a little bit about New Trails Business Consultants. Give us an overview of what you do.
Sure. So New Trails was founded about a year ago, and the focus is really on helping those individuals who are looking to make that transition out of corporate into owning their own business. They might have always had that dream of being their own boss and working for themselves, maybe developing a family-owned business. And I really help them to explore opportunities. Area of specialty is in the franchise world. So that's really where I focus. But many times during the conversations, we may uncover that they are more well-suited for starting their own independent business, or maybe they just need to stay in the corporate world. So together we explore, really uncover what they're looking to achieve in their life. And I just guide them down the right path.
So it's a great resource for people so that they can look at what their options are with your expertise in the various areas.
Yes, absolutely.
And so do you deal in any specific industries, or is it a wide range?
Well, there are 4,000 franchises in the U.S. So that's a pretty big pool to select from. And it can be overwhelming because they're in 70 different industries. Many times when I talk to people about franchising, they're like, oh yeah, McDonald's or Subway always come to mind. But there are so many more, wide variety of industries, from the home services to pet care, senior care, child care, entertainment, event planning, all of that comes into play.
What sort of questions do you ask someone to come to you?
The first question I really seek to understand is, what has them looking, right? Because it could be, you know, that they are really just had a bad day at work and are like, I'm out of here. Mm-hmm. I need to do something on my own. Or, you know, it could be that they really are passionate about building a business with a child, with their significant other. So I really seek to understand why they're looking before we get into it, because it has to be the right why.
And what kind of information would help you decide or help guide them on whether a franchise is the right path for them?
Well, to operate a franchise, you have to be a bit of a unique individual. You have to have that entrepreneurial spirit. You have to really have that ambition, that drive to own your own business, go out, do sales, make it successful, engage in your community. But at the same time, you also have to be willing to follow someone else's process, because that's the benefit of joining a franchise, is you are provided with a blueprint, with the proven methodology of how to set up, run this business, the resources to deliver the product or the service, the marketing support behind it. But you have to be willing to do it their way.
Yeah, so that's kind of a pro and a con.
Yes.
Because some people go in to think about starting their own business as being like, I'm going to be the upfront person and it's going to be me and about me. Where really in these cases, it's kind of more about the brand.
Both. What I found, I personally owned a Sandler training franchise in Albany for 11 years with my sister, Lorraine Ferguson. And while we had the methodology, the Sandler selling methodology behind us, we really were allowed to go out, you get your own clients. So we decided what industries we wanted to work in, who we wanted to work with. And we brought our own personalities to it, but we had that standard methodology behind us, all the resources, the curriculum, the marketing. So yes and no, it really can become your own. You put your own personality on it, but yes, you do have to follow the brand standards.
Yeah. So as you were saying earlier, I wasn't thinking about those types of franchises where it really is the person that's up front because you're doing the work, not yourself always, but often yourself. So you are dealing with people and it is about your personality as much as the brand then.
Yes.
Because you think of too, like all the insurance agents. That's kind of like, would you call that a franchise?
Yeah.
Like all the Edward Jones.
Well, actually, in Glens Falls, we do have Goosehead Insurance, which is a franchise that is in my portfolio as well. I did not place the owner here, but that is a franchise. There's many of them in Glens Falls.
So really, we're surrounded by franchises and we may not even realize that.
Yes, there are many up here.
I have a friend that's a business consultant and she's gone with a franchise. And she said it was because they had all the templates, all the systems. Like, why start from scratch when there's a good system already out there for you? And I thought, yeah, that's a very smart way to get going.
Yeah, I think when you start a business, there is so much to it. And you have a choice. You can do it all yourself as an independent owner, or you can hire people to help you, right? Do your marketing, create your branding kit, your logo, your colors, your ads, all of that. And then you have to figure out what to post on social media, you know, and what CRM am I going to use? Where am I going to order my products from? What kind of negotiating that discount? That's a lot, right? And then you have to go out and do the sales and to deliver the product or service. There's a lot to running a business, which I think many people don't really put all those pieces together. But when you talk to a franchisor, they'll show you the team. You'll meet the team behind them that does a lot of that for you, right? And you just have to execute it.
Yeah. So that might be great for someone that's new to owning a business, though I know people own multiple franchises because they just like that business model. But yeah, if you've never run a business before or been involved in running a business, there's a lot to learn very quickly. So having those resources would be a great benefit. What about cost? So there's a cost to taking on it because you have to pay licensing fees normally and an upfront fee. Is that how it?
Yeah, so there is a franchise fee, and that fee is paid upon the time that you sign the agreement. Franchising is regulated by the Federal Trade Commission, so it's very regulated.
It's good to know.
So it's standard. When you're comparing a couple of brands, you'll see the same document. They have to provide you with a franchise disclosure document that list all of the fees, all of the requirements. There's 23 items in there that are required. And so they disclose and they go over all of those fees. But the first thing is that franchise fee. And many times I get questioned, well, Janice, why am I paying that? And that really comes down to you becoming part of that brand. The moment that you sign that agreement, your training starts. Many times it's at least a week. Online resources, we might have to fly to the home location and be trained there. And so that covers some of that and the administrative fee of getting you set up, your website, your marketing, all of that launched. So you really have this team behind you that starts from day one. And then in addition to that, you might have additional expenses that you'd have to pay out. For example, if you are going into the home services industry, you might need to get a truck or a trailer and have that wrapped with the brand. You'd have to buy the ladders, you know, the tools to go with it. And then hiring people, you'd have to invest in marketing as well because you want to do local marketing. And they really break it all down for you so that you have a good understanding of what it is. It's typically a range. You know, because you need real estate or different parts of the country, you have different, you know, rental rates. And so fees vary greatly.
Yeah, because you're still going to have that, like, premises and things like that. Because if it's that type of business, like, yes, you said, versus a vehicle, some people might choose to work out of their home, but it depends on what type of business it is.
Yeah.
So there are still a lot of the same expenses you would have if you were starting up on your own. But there's just a infrastructure to start out.
Yes.
So that's good. So you said that you've been doing this consulting work for about a year. What were you doing before that?
So I've been in the franchising world for 20 years. Like I said, in 2006, Lorraine and I started the Sandler franchise in Albany. Goal was to sell that at year 10. We sold it at year 11 to Matt Scarkelli, who still is running it. And I stayed on with Matt for a bit, and then I looked at my skill set and what I saw I could bring to Sandler, the home office, the franchisor. And so I approached Dave Matson and I asked him, said, this is what I see needing. So I went over to home office and was there, led that department, the franchise department, and from everything from talking to those people who were interested in learning if Sandler was the right franchise for them, all the way to helping people grow and eventually sell their business, retire from Sandler. And during that process, I started going to these franchise consulting seminars or conventions, and I fell in love with it. It was my passion. I missed being my own boss. And I really am just so passionate about empowering people to take control over their destiny and their lives, and do that through owning a business. And so I just really love my job every day. I like to say, Anne, that I get to fulfill people's dreams.
Yes, that's great. And so, but now it's not a franchise. So you're not working in a franchise.
No.
So did you find certain challenges then, like starting up a new business, even though it's similar to what you might have been doing before? You're on your own?
Yes. Great question. My personal growing pains, I miss the marketing team.
Yes.
Now, if I want to run an ad, I have to create that on my own. Yes. I have to write my own blogs. I have to do my own social media posts. All of that was provided to me. And so that's been a challenge. I had to come up with my own CRM, my own drip campaign. So I have a foot in both worlds, where I'm an independent business, but I also operate in a world that's very similar to a franchise model, where the organization that I'm part of, FranServe, gives me access to the 800 plus franchisors that I represent. I have a little bit of support, and I have a great team of other consultants that I collaborate with, and we support one another. I do have those independent. It's Janice. Mm-hmm. Janice has to get up and do all of these things today, in addition to working with my clients.
Yeah. So you're doing everything. You have to wear all the hats.
Yes.
Now, one thing you mentioned before that I think is interesting, and I never thought about this as far as franchising goes, you said you sold your Sandler franchise. So you can do that?
Yeah, I actually do have resale franchise opportunities in my portfolio. Yeah, franchising is a great way to grow a business, scale it, and retire from it. Sometimes I struggle because I can't find a resale available because another franchise owner in that same concept will hear somebody's retiring and will want to expand. So they own multiple territories, but they know it. They know the business, and they snap it up when they hear that somebody's retiring. But it is an option to do that.
So you're finding after a year, you're happy with the being on your own and going strong here?
I am. I think it was the best decision that I made.
Yeah. That's great. So what are the plans for the future?
I'd love to get more involved with the local community. I see so much opportunity in Warren, Saratoga, Albany County for development of additional businesses. Mm-hmm. Franchising, you know, you're that local owner. You truly own that local organization and you get to develop it. You get to hire local people. So I like to say, when I'm changing lives, I'm changing the lives of the person who's investing in that franchise. I'm changing the lives of their family. Many times they now get more flexibility. They might be coming off the road. They now get to go to their children's soccer plays or those kind of things. Have dinners with them every night. Role model business ownership. I mean, because it's going to be talked about at the table every night. How's the business going? So they get to see that. And many times they hire local employees. And so they're growing the labor force, keeping business local. So I just see it as a win for the right person.
Yeah. I think there's like, I always find this is a misconception when people talk about shop local, don't go to McDonald's. And it's like, but it's owned, the franchise is owned by probably some, I'm not sure. I don't know these facts about specific franchises in the area, but if it's probably owned by somebody local, very likely.
Yes, it is.
Hiring local people. So it is, you are supporting local.
You are.
So I think people need to kind of think about that as well.
Yeah, it is. It is definitely locally owned. It's probably one of your neighbors that owns it.
So now, what would be the range of expense? I think people want to know, like, going into a franchise.
Well, that's one of the things that I talk to, you know, my clients about. Is it, there's many things. Financial requirements, you know, so how much are they willing to invest? Loans, the SBA loan program is available
for
franchising. Franchises are many times listed on the SBA loan pre-approval list. And banks love that because there's a business plan already put in place. There's a proven method. So sometimes it's easier to get financing for a franchise. But we talk about that, and franchises really start anywhere, I would say, 30 to the multi-million. So it really depends on what are you comfortable investing? Do you qualify for a loan? So good credit comes into play there. You need at least a 700 credit score. And then the other part of that is how much income are you looking to replace? So that's one of the things I talk about. And then we take it from there. What kind of business model do you want? Do you want to be that owner-operator? Or do you want to be more of an executive? So an owner-operator is somebody who is actually going out doing the work, right? So it could be that they're doing sales, but it doesn't mean they're necessarily going to be coming in and cleaning your dryer vent, but they're going to be involved every day in that business. Versus that executive model where they're going to hire a general manager who's going to manage the team. There's even semi-absentee. Now I'll qualify that. I don't think that I personally would be comfortable handing over hundreds of thousands of dollars and just, you know, checking in on it. Mm-hmm. I think there's many models that you can get to semi-absentee. I think if you're serious about being a business owner, you need to commit up front with that being the long-term goal that, you know, a year or two from now, I'll be able to step back. But right now I need to focus on building this business into something successful.
Yeah, I've seen a lot of people underestimate the amount of time, not just the money. The money's a big thing. They underestimate how much money it's going to be, but the time. And so I'll see like a couple that like the man's going to keep his day job. The woman's going to run the business, but they've got children and then they're like closed half the time because of various issues coming up with the children. And then the business just does not take off. Now, I'm all for women. I'm a woman that ran a business while I brought up my children. But I had flexibility. I couldn't have done a retail type operation where I didn't have flexibility with my time. So I think people need to really think about those things. And is that the kind of thing that you look at when you're talking to people?
Yeah. We have those honest conversations about, I really want people to be successful. So if it doesn't work out, that's okay. You know, maybe they just are exploring and the timing's not right. I like to say that there's four things that are really important when you're looking at a franchise. Timing, right? And that means what's going on in your personal life? Are you raising young children? Maybe we can find one. And I do have some that come to mind that could be a good fit for a mom who wants to stay at home or transition slowly back into work. But it is a serious commitment, as well as, so we talked about timing, is the territory. Is it available in your marketplace? And does the demographic of that area support that concept? You know, there are concepts that are really focused on, you know, the high-end homeowner, as well as, you know, a neighborhood like this, right? So we take that into consideration. That's really the franchisor's job is they know who their ideal market is. They have phenomenal software to be able to go in and look at the demographics. And many times I will put in a smaller community and a franchisor will come back and say, Janice, that territory is not going to support that. And I really appreciate that because that tells me that that franchisor isn't just about selling a space, but success. Mm-hmm. So I like that. So we talked about timing, territory, the financials, you know, what are they? Are you comfortable? Is your credit in good order? Are you able to financially step back? Do you have some money in savings to support the launch and growth of this business? What are you looking to replace? And then the final one is fit. And I think really 95% of it comes down to that, Anne. And that means culturally, are you aligned? Do you buy into the concept? Do you believe in the product or service? Do you trust and like the leadership? This is a long-term partnership for probably 5-10 plus years. So I really encourage my clients to spend a lot of time there as well. Those other three are pretty black and white objective. We can handle those pretty easily. But this is where the emotion comes in.
Yeah. Because we know as business owners, if you don't have the passion for the product and what you're doing, it's really difficult. You got to have that passion.
It's very hard.
And so you might think like, oh, this is a great franchise opportunity. But if you don't have that connection with it, it's going to be a hard job.
It is. Yeah. And that's where somebody like me comes into play. We develop a relationship and I understand, I'll ask what your hobbies are. I want to know what your spouse does. What did you do? What did your parents do growing up? Many times those are where I get great ideas from of what to show them. So once we have that conversation, then the work comes back to me, where I take all of that criteria. So I'm starting with 800 and I'm really funneling it down, taking out those million-dollar businesses, the ones that are only looking for owners who want to own multiple locations, or adding those in and taking away the single location ones. And then I come back with 4 to 6 suggestions in totally different industries. I share with them why I'm showing them to them, based on their requirements. And then we take it from there. And it's just this honest back and forth. I like this. No, I don't see myself doing that. And then guiding them once they decide on 2. I don't let them talk to more than 2 because it can become overwhelming, keeping the 2 of them straight. And many times people are working a full-time job, so I don't want to overwhelm them. And then they have that conversation. I turn them over to that franchisor, remain that resource, that guide along this trail that they're traveling, giving them resources, insights, questions to ask, really helping them to come well prepared to those meetings so that they're getting the best out of it. It's not a short process, Anne. It takes weeks to get through this because it depends on the concept, but just the discovery process with a franchisor, you know, it's an introduction, no obligation, right? Many people get nervous. I don't know if I want to talk to them yet. Have the conversation because that's where you really start to determine if this is the right path for you. No obligation. I say to every conversation is where you are deciding, do I like what I'm hearing? Do I want to continue this conversation? And the franchisor is saying the same thing. Am I looking at this individual and seeing that they have the qualities that align with what success means for this brand? So it's always where they're both deciding, are we taking this to the next conversation or is it not a good fit?
And do many people keep you as a consultant after they've started? Or are you kind of done once the deal's done?
Pretty much done because now they've transitioned into that world and that franchisor provides great support. You know, that's the other thing that a franchisor does is they have a team that's going to coach you, that's going to have those weekly or monthly phone calls with you, who's going to look over your numbers, right? Are your sales on target? They may even help you to do estimates and come back and say, Janice, that estimate that you threw out there, that was on the low side, or we think you lost that sale because you were too high. And that mindset, as a business owner, and you know, there's great days, right? And there's really bad days. And they help you through that. So the franchisor plays that role. But you also have a whole community and network of other owners that you develop these close relationships with, and you can call them.
That's interesting. Yeah, that's another pro of having a franchise because, yeah, there is that community of owners, other owners.
And the word that I hear most often from that community is family.
That's good.
This is my second family, my professional mm-hmm. family. And that's really important to, as a business owner. It's really, there's good days and there's bad days. And it's nice to have somebody that you can call who's going through something very similar to celebrate with and to commiserate with.
So if you're somebody that's looking to become a business owner, right? But want something that kind of has an infrastructure, has resources and backing for you. Hopefully you have a 700 credit score
yep.
or a ton of money in the bank and afford to invest. And you're passionate about a business that there's franchise opportunities available in the area. That's your kind of target market.
Yeah, I'm looking, you know, franchise owners are really looking for people to lead, grow, and scale a company. You don't need to have experience in the industry. That's another big misconception is if I'm going to go into the home services or in the child education or senior care, I need to have professional background in that. And that is not what they're looking for. They have phenomenal training programs. And they've actually found that if you come in with that open mind, you tend to be more successful in that industry.
Do you ever get any franchisors that come to you saying, like, we really want to get into this area? Do you know any?
I do, yes. There, many of the franchisors that I work with, when they learn that I'm up in this area, they're like, we are looking to expand in that area. That is the perfect place for us.
I was going to say, that's a good sign if they think that it would be a good place to start.
Yeah. Many times I see Saratoga, Albany, Queensbury on the list. So there are ones that are looking to come here because we have a wonderful community. Janice? I think one question that I often get is, okay, Janice, how much are your services going to cost me? I provide my services complimentary to the prospective business owner. My clients do not pay me anything for my expertise. I am compensated by the franchisor because I bring them well-qualified leads who understand the business model and are serious about having that conversation. It does not change how much they invest in this franchise at all. So no change in what their investment would be. And they get somebody who has walked this path alongside them and has years of experience and a passion for entrepreneurship.
So it's definitely worth someone having a conversation with you because it's not going to cost them anything.
Right.
And you've got a wealth of information about starting up a business in general and taking on a franchise. So you've got all those resources.
Happy to help anybody who's looking to explore.
So how should people, if they want to get started or want to book a conversation, what's the best way to do that?
Well, I'm multiple ways. Always would take a phone call. My direct phone number, can I give that?
Sure.
It's 518-339-5621. You can email me at janice@newtrailsbusiness.com. I have a website, newtrailsbusiness.com. Find me on LinkedIn, again, Janice Durant, or they could probably ask you, Anne.
Right. I know. So I will note all of this in the notes for the episode anyway. But so thank you so much.
Thank you for coming to my front porch.
Thank you for joining me in this episode of Building Success Stories. Are you ready to take your business to the next level? I've got you covered. Visit my website, AnnDonnellySuccessStories.com, to access additional resources and sign up for my newsletter. And to work with me directly, visit AnnDonnelly.com to learn more about my services as a fractional COO and business consultant. And don't forget to subscribe to this podcast on your favorite platform and never miss an episode. Until next time, keep building your success story.